AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Queen Elizabeth II's coffin on a gun carriage is on a procession through London. The coffin is being transported to Windsor outside the British capital, where the former monarch will be laid to rest later today. During the funeral, Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby said the late Queen was beloved.
The grief of this day, felt not only by the late Queen's family, but all round the nation, the Commonwealth and the world, arises from her abundant life and loving service, now gone from us.
Her service concluded with a final prayer before 2 minutes of silence across the country.
God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the King, the Commonwealth, and all people, peace and concord.
Elizabeth became queen in 1952 on the death of her father. She reigned for more than 70 years before dying 11 days ago at 96. President Biden and his wife Jill attended the funeral at Westminster Abbey. They're due to return to the U.S. today. A Navy veteran and a U.S. civilian contractor for some 10 years in Afghanistan, Mark Freaks, has apparently been released by the Taliban. Negotiations centered on a deal that would also involve the release of Bashir Nosari, a notorious drug lord and member of the Taliban, who told reporters in Kabul he spent 17 years and 6 months in U.S. captivity. While the U.S. government hasn't said anything yet, Freach's sister thanked the government officials who helped secure her brother's release. This is AP News. Ukraine calls a Russian missile strike near a nuclear power plant nuclear terrorism. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The Russian missile strike in southern Ukraine hit other industrial equipment close to the nuclear power plant, but did not damage its 3 reactors. The strike follows warnings from Russia's president on possible stepped-up attacks on key Ukrainian infrastructure after his forces suffered humiliating battlefield setbacks. According to Ukraine's nuclear operator, the missile struck just 300 yards from the plant. Footage released by Ukraine's Ministry of Defense shows 2 large fireballs erupting one after the other in the dark, followed by incandescent showers of sparks.
A lunar rover produced by the United Arab Emirates will be launched in November from Cape Canaveral by a Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket. A Japanese ispace lander is expected to deliver the rover to the moon sometime in March. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.